Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hello there. If you're a child care director, you already know that your job is one of the most rewarding yet challenging roles out there. You're not only responsible for the well-being of children, but also for managing staff, communicating with parents, and ensuring that the center runs smoothly. With such a demanding job, it's no wonder that self-care often falls to the bottom of the priority list. However, establishing a self-care routine is essential to maintaining your health and well-being, and ultimately to perform your job effectively. So that's why today we're going to talk about establishing a self-care routine for child care directors. Before we jump into how to establish a self-care routine, let's first understand what self-care is. Self-care refers to activities and practices that we engage in on a regular basis to reduce stress and maintain our health and well-being. It involves taking care of our physical, emotional, and mental health. And there are different types of self-care activities, and there's a variety of different types of self-care. Here are just a few examples. There's physical self-care. This includes activities that improve your physical health, such as regular exercise, eating a balanced diet, getting enough sleep, regular medical checkups, and of course, drinking plenty of water. There is also the emotional self-care. Emotional self-care involves activities that help you connect, process, and reflect on a range of emotions. This could include activities such as journaling, therapy, or practicing mindfulness and meditation. And I have to tell you, since my trip to Arizona a couple weeks ago, I have done just that. I've done all four of those things, and I love them, and I can't tell you how they have changed my life. Then there is mental self-care. Mental self-care involves activities that stimulate your mind and your intellect. And this could include reading, learning a new skill, or doing puzzles or brain games. And if you're older like me, having a sharp mind and staying focused is so important. And then there's social self-care. And social self-care involves activities that nurture and deepen the relationships with the people in your life. This could include spending time with friends and family, or having meaningful conversations, or even participating in social events. So let's get into it. Now that we understand what self-care is and the different types of self-care activities, let's discuss how you, as a child care director, can establish self-care routines that work for you. Well, first, you'd have to identify your needs. Then you'll need to start small. Schedule time for self-care, be consistent, and then also be flexible. So let's talk about where do we start? You might be wondering, why is it important to identify your needs? Well, understanding your needs can help you perform your job more effectively and efficiently. It can also help you find satisfaction in your work and reduce stress and burnout. Identify your needs. So how do you go about identifying these needs as a child care director? Here's just a few tips to get you started. First, be reflective in your role. Take some time to reflect on your role. What are the tasks that you find most challenging? Or what aspects of your job do you enjoy the most? What are the areas you feel that you could use more support or resources? And then seek feedback. Don't be afraid to seek feedback from your staff and your parents. And they can provide you with such valuable insights into areas where you might need additional supports and resources and didn't even realize it. You also want to consider your personal needs. Remember, you're not just a child care director. You're also a person with your own needs and desires. Do you need more time for self-care? Do you need opportunities for professional development? Be sure to consider those personal needs as well. And then you have to prioritize your needs. Once you've identified your needs, the next step is to prioritize them. Which needs are mostly urgent, are the most needed? Which ones have the biggest impact on your ability to do your job effectively? When you prioritize your needs, that can help you develop a plan of action and address them. And of course, seek support. You definitely don't have to do it all on your own. Seeking support from your staff, your network, or professional organizations. There are so many resources available out there to help you meet your needs as a child care director. And if you aren't part of an organization, I would say start there. What better place than to hang out with other child care directors? That's why I love this podcast so much. It's a great time to come together and kind of talk about the things that are on our mind and what's important to us. And we're all human, and there's all of us have areas that we can work on. So when I say start small, you might be thinking, I barely have time to breathe, Erica, never mind, let alone practicing self-care. But here's to nothing. Self-care doesn't have to take a lot of time. It doesn't have to be time consuming, and it doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, it's often the small, simple things that make the biggest difference. So here are a few ideas to help you get started. Number one is take short breaks. Even a 5-minute break can do wonders for your stress levels. Step outside, take a few deep breaths, or simply sit quietly in a comfortable spot. You definitely want to stay hydrated. It's easy to forget to drink your water when you're busy. So keep a water bottle at your desk and remind yourself. And they really do have these really cool cups. I do have a few of them, but that are mocked, time mocked. So it'll tell you by 8 o'clock, you should have drinking this much water, and every hour it's got a line. And, you know, when it's there and it's visual, it really does help you keep it at the top of your mind. So I would say if you don't drink enough water, get one of those water cups that are marked for you with the time. The third thing is you want to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, in the moment. Try to focus on one task at a time and really pay attention to what you're doing. I know that's so hard. Actually, you know what? I'd like to take this moment and be thankful for you being here. Feels good, doesn't it? We're always so busy running around. It feels good to just stop once in a while and say, you know, hey, what am I doing here? And what am I, you know, what you're doing really is impactful, but it's easy to lose sight of. The next thing that makes self-care so simple is tip number 4 is get moving. Physical activity is a great stress reliever. A quick walk around the block or a few stretches, or even just standing up and moving around can help. I have my podcast director, Derek. He does all of our editing and such. He has a timer on his desk, and he makes sure that he moves every, I don't know, I'm going to make this up. I want to say it's like maybe every 30 minutes or so. He might get up, get a drink of water, use the restroom, whatever it is. But he keeps moving, and you know, I think it's really important that we all do that. Tip number 5 is connecting with others. Whether it's a quick chat with a colleague, a phone call to a friend, or a hug from a loved one, that human connection can be incredibly healing. So those are a couple tips that you can use to make it simple and easy and just get started. Now, as a child care director, your days are probably filled with a whirlwind of activities. From overseeing the daily operations of your center to ensuring that every child receives the best care possible. So your role is undoubtedly demanding, but amidst all those responsibilities, have you ever stopped to consider your own well-being? Yes, you heard that right. Today, we're going to talk about that importance of scheduling that time for your self-care. So how do we do that? Well, number one is you're going to prioritize. Recognize that self-care is not a luxury, but a necessity. And make it a non-negotiable as part of your schedule. So one of the things I do now is I set my clock about 15 minutes early. So that way, no matter what the emergency is for the day, who called out, you know, the alarm's going off, whatever it is, I set my alarm 15 minutes earlier than I normally get up so that I can do my morning meditation. It is a non-negotiable. So even if my alarm clock goes off late, I'm still doing that, whether I have to do it before my shower, I get it in. But you get the point. Again, start small. You don't need to block off hours of time for self-care. You can start with something small and manageable, little chunks of time, even if it's a few minutes of deep breathing or a short walk. It can really make a difference. I find when I do my morning meditation, 10 minutes is enough to get me where I need to be. You want to use a calendar and schedule your self-care activities just like you would any other appointment. Write it in your planner or set a reminder on your phone and mix it up. Self-care does not have to be boring. Mix it up with different activities, read a book, meditate, exercise, or indulge in a hobby. And last, seek support. Don't hesitate to seek support from your team. Delegate tasks when possible, and don't shy away from asking for help when you need it, because it's just as important as any other task. So now that we've done that, now that we have, you know, we have identified it, we have started small, we have blocked the time, next step is consistency. You need to be consistent. If you're consistently on your toes, ensuring your kids are safe, happy, and healthy, if you do that, that is amazing. You need to do the same for yourself so that way you can avoid stress, burnout, and fatigue. So we've identified the needs. Let's make a plan. Once you've identified those needs, it's time to make a plan. Create that schedule that includes your self-care activities. Make sure it's realistic and it fits into your daily schedule. You want to monitor for progress. Keep track of your self-care activities and how they're affecting you. This will also help you understand what's working and what's not, allowing you to make any necessary adjustments. And of course, be kind to yourself. Lastly, remember, it's okay to have off days. Don't beat yourself up because you missed a day or two. The goal is progress, not perfection. So now that you have all those things at your fingertips, you have to be flexible because you understand things are going to happen. So be flexible. That's key. Some days you might only have 5 minutes to spare. Other days you might have an hour, and that's okay. Again, a few minutes really goes a long way. It's important to not be too rigid with your routine and your schedule, but just make sure it's consistent. Being flexible and adjusting your self-care activities accordingly to your schedule and your needs. And lastly, and not least, especially for those of you who are parents of young children or have aging parents or have fur babies or all the other responsibilities, we all have them. Don't feel guilty about taking time for yourself. As a childcare director, you're constantly taking care of others. But remember, you cannot pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself, it's not selfish. It's a necessity. Creating a self-care routine, it doesn't have to be complicated. It's all about finding what works for you and being flexible enough to adapt when necessary. So I hope today you start prioritizing your self-care needs. I hope that you found this week's episodes on self-care helpful, and I hope that it's made an impact in your life. Thank you so much for tuning in to our podcast. I am so happy, thrilled, and grateful that you are here. If you haven't had an opportunity to give us a rating on one of your favorite listening platforms, please do so today. It really does help, and it helps us connect with other folks in the childcare community. Because again, that's what it's all about, coming together and supporting each other. And on that note, I bid you a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.